Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me for this segment. And one of the things I want to talk about is something that I've alluded to, in a few other segments in the last couple, in the last week or so, but I haven't really spent much time on. And that is what it looks like my experience is going to be with Obamacare. Now, if you remember, President Obama, very famously now, and it's being repeated over and over again, said, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan. If you like your, you know, your current system, and in fact, he said, you can keep your health care plan, period. Which I took to mean a promise. I took that to be a promise. He also said that they were going to bend the cost curve. They were going to do all that. Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you why those promises were lies from the outset. And I don't use that word accidentally, and I don't mean to be disrespectful. But a lie is what somebody tells you when they know, or when it is knowable, when the person making the comment should know that what they're telling you isn't true. And let me tell you why I make that strong statement. Number one, Obamacare, one of the things that you're still going to do business with Obamacare, you're still going to do business with an insurance company. But because of Obamacare, that insurance company is going to have to have, the policy that that insurance company will give you has to have certain, to meet certain specifications. Meaning it has to have certain things in it that Obamacare prescribes, that it requires. And one of them is it has to have guaranteed insurability. Another one is that it has to allow children up to 26 years old to stay under the policy. Those are the two big ones, right? But it also has certain mandates that are required that these things be in the policy, like maternity leave, regardless of how old you are, like psychological treatment, regardless of whether you need it or not. And I could be silly and say, like podiatry, whether you think you need podiatry or not. My point is when they knew all those things, they knew they were going to have all those things I just mentioned, that those were going to be the parameters. It is not possible for healthcare costs to go down because they've increased the requirements of the healthcare policy. Something has to give somewhere. And so I knew this. I mean, if you remember, I've been consistent about this all along. I've been constant about this and have been cautioning you, warning you about this. Did not know how it was going to turn out exactly. But I told you that it wasn't going to be good. Well, what has happened now is we now know what our experience is going to be, what it looks like. The best we can tell, we know what our experience is going to be. My family, my own family. And I have an HSA. I've told you this before, a health savings account. And our HSA means that I cover up to $5,500 per person, my wife and myself, each have a $5,500 annual deductible, for which we pay $500 a month, a little less than that, actually. Almost $6,000 a year. But it currently, it looks like the way it looks is the same policy. The closest we can get to that is going to cost me double the premium. The deductible is going to go up, meaning I've got to cover more. And it's only going to cover 70% of the major medical, meaning above that deductible. My old policy covered 100%. And it was a lower deductible. So now if you look at that, does that sound like my policy? Does that sound like a better deal for me? No, it's not a better deal. Clearly, it's a much horribly, potentially catastrophic worst deal for me. But I can't keep my old policy, as the president promised. I cannot keep my old policy because my old policy doesn't conform to the Obamacare mandates. And that's what I mean when I say, when the president said, you can keep the stuff if you want it. If you like what you have, you can keep it. When he said that, it was a lie. Because he knew better. And his people knew better. 22. By the way, I knew better too. 22. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.